don't host too much. We will be more in the future, but unfortunately, we'll probably be hosting more to grandkids than anything else. And of course, they can't drink. So, and you're going to laugh. I even found a lock that I'm going to lock up that cabinet in the garage because I don't trust the grandkids when they're over here. So there you go. Actually, boy, a bar would be nice. I always wanted one with a little sink and whatever. When I was a teenager, I used to come out and visit. I had aunts and uncles that lived in Hollywood Hills, and I had one uncle that had a bar in his living room. So he had like a, well, not his living room. They had like a den. So they had an actual living room. And nobody, I guess they never used it, but they lived in more of a like a den area, which was adjacent to a kitchen. And they'd have nice, you know, one of these, like we do, glass sliding door. And you walk out the glass sliding door and, oh my goodness, there's a whole view of Hollywood below you. Anyway, so I used to come out when I was like 17 years old, 18 years old, and spend like a week or two with it. And he had a bar. He actually had this little corner bar with a sink and, you know, old booze up there. And he turned me on to various, how should I say this? He turned me on to martinis. I've never had a martini in my life, and I didn't like it the first time, and I didn't like it the second time, but it's, you know, got to the acquired taste pretty quickly. And every night, it was a martini before dinner, but he had a bar, and I really always liked that. I always thought, wow, it would be so cool if I could build something or have something like that, but unfortunately, we have a huge living room, but I don't think there's kind of room for something like that. I just can't see it, so it would be nice to have one.